Today we have a new sponsor joining us, and you guys are gonna love this. Struggling to keep track of your story and world? Archivos is for you. More intuitive than a wiki, more extensible than Scrivener, Archivos builds your story Bible into your personal always-on tactical display. Graphical relationship charting, continuity tools, this thing has it all with bonus options for fan engagement and real-time collaboration. I don't recommend tools I don't use, guys, and this one is good enough that even Open Source Me is using it for one of his projects instead of my trusty old wiki. Archivos. Story world management done right. www.archivos.digital. That's www.archivos.digital. Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 747. Today we hear from Tim, who asks,
how do you handle working from home? Ever since I started dictating, I can't work in coffee shops anymore.
I don't know. Kitty, you live with me. How do I handle working from home?
I don't know that there's anything there to handle. You like working from home. You would rather work from home most of the time than work in coffee shops unless you're meeting someone in particular that's fun to work with.
That's true. Yeah, I used to handle working from home. Well, I do a lot less laundry.
Mm-hmm.
I wear loose, comfortable clothes. I drink a lot of tea. I go out and I walk a few miles every day. I suppose I handle it fairly well. The toughest part was making the transition from a day job and just learning to structure your time. It's not easy.
No kidding.
And it's a discipline you can fall out of. You're going
right.
through that right
well,
now.
I'm going through it the opposite way of I'm working a day job as well as working from home.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to guard my free time very, very well so that I actually get some stuff done. This is one way to handle working from home, and Dan touches on it a little bit, but what's really most important is having some kind of routine.
Yeah.
Whether that's imposed on you from outside, like you have to work this day job as well as working from home, or your spouse works a day job, so she or he is home at a certain time, or you have kids to pick up at the end of the day, or you have a dog that needs to be walked at certain times and fed at certain times.
Structure is everything, and record keeping and tracking is everything when you're working from home. When you're working a day job, all that stuff is outsourced and you just have to do what you're told. When you're working for yourself, you have to manage everything. That's the part that takes a little getting used to.
Another thing about working a regular day job, almost all day jobs have a set amount of time that you can get your things done. And at 5 o'clock or whenever your workday ends, you shut down your computer and you have to go. And you can't, like, take 8 hours to do one thing because you have to get a certain amount of things done. And at least for me, my problem working from home is that stuff that I'm doing sort of expands to fill the available time, and having no set hours really messes up what you can get done. So that's my contribution. Give yourself some structure somehow.
So, for what it's worth, there's some tips. Thanks for sending in the question, Tim, and we'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian, and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer, and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license, and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.
Join the conversation. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find me at jdsawyeronminds.com or hit me at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.